Yes, good afternoon, Leszek Iwaszko, KBC Securities. Two questions from me, maybe one by one. First, I would expect some more color from you regarding what could happen on the ad market in the second half. We are in mid-August, and at least some kind of indication what's happened in July and so far in August. Should the rate of the decline on the dailies be kind of similar to what we've seen in the second quarter, or the rate should diminish because of the lower base? I mean, the dailies market has already been in a recession in the third quarter of last year. So how do you see that?
I mean, my answer is that, you know, we are not saying how the advertising market is going to look like, because we want to be responsible. I mean, in all previous years, we were always saying and giving the forecast of the advertising market, even split into different segments. Mm-hmm. This year, we're not doing that because I tried to explain in my presentation that there is, you know, a huge change in the correlation between the GDP and the advertising market. There is huge pressure from the advertisers on the discounts, and so it's very hard for us to extrapolate how the market is going to look like, especially that we're not sure and we don't have a confirmed information what the GDP for this year is going to be like. Now, so that's why the only thing that we are saying, and I think that's pretty much very much important, and during the second quarter, we haven't seen any signs of the improvement of that market.
Yeah, but we are already in the middle of the third quarter, and do you see...
If I will see anything, I will say it. I mean, okay. You see, I'm not trying to guess something. Mm-hmm. Now, about the copy sales, of course, we are in the summer, and, you know, the whole media, it's a seasonality. So, of course, we don't know during this... Usually during the summer, during the holiday, during the vacations, the copy sales or the audience of the radio or the viewers of television is smaller than in remaining months. So, of course, it's a question if how fast it will rebuild the copy sales in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, sure. You cannot say anything like, you know, TVN today said that after, like, significant drops in the revenues of the main channel in April or May, as much as 20%, they are seeing more of a demand, and the outlook for July, the revenues for July and outlook for August is for a decline of around 10%, which is quite a significantly less than what the company experienced in the second quarter. What you think, does it indicate that the rate of decline in the third quarter should be more or less in line with what we've seen in the second quarter in case of your segment?
Well, you know, as you can see, as I could see as well during TVN conference, they are much more optimistic than we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
About that, the advertising market.
So let's move to the next question. And with this refers to the profitability in the special projects segment, which has been very high. It made almost 50% or even more than of the entire EBIT of Agora in the second quarter. My question is whether this level of profitability is sustainable, because the margin of 27% seems quite high, and or there was some one of that contributed to such a high profitability, or at the same, let's say, level of revenues, this profitability could be maintained.
Well, I mean, you know this business. I mean, there are a series of books, and of course, one of them, they are much more profitable than the others. I mean, we've changed the strategy that we tried to explain during our previous conference after the results of the first quarter. we are changing the model. We are much more focusing on you know, very well prepared series of books. We are changing the model of the whole business, and I believe that that's the results of it. Is it sustainable? I hope yes, but I cannot promise to you. It really depends on the market, because of course we are trying to get the same amount of money from the same people who are buying all this the press or anything at the kiosk, at the newsstands. Mm-hmm. So it really depends again on the recession and on the consumption.
Thanks for that. And two more questions. One on the internet. Let me better understand why your display advertising revenue fell on kind of, let's say, like-for-like basis, excluding Trader.com, by more than 20% in the second quarter.
For the most part, the result that you see reflect curtailing of barter campaigns. So the campaigns that we have in arrangements with other companies for in-kind services. So this is really focusing just on that, in the part of decline. We didn't see that much of a decline in pure cash advertising.
But you see, but there was some decline on the cash basis as well.
Yes.
Okay.
In the second quarter.
In the second quarter.
Right.
Okay. Despite the kind of the market growth, so you kind of is it fair to say that you underperformed the market?
In our, you know, just
because your number of users is constantly growing. This is what you are emphasizing. And it's never a surprise for me to see that you're underperforming the market in terms of revenue growth.
Well, just to let you know, we operate internet market advertising. In internet market is, you know, it's also divided into segments, and we do not operate in all of the segments of that market. What you see is just graphical display advertising, and that segment was of the online market. It was also in decline in the second quarter. So overall market, of course, it grew, but you have to remember it's not just display advertising. It also is search advertising, Google, classifieds as well, listings. So each of those sub-segments had a different growth rate. The fastest, of course, was the search advertising segment.
All right. Okay, my last question refers to the magazine segment. And again, the question, why your revenues, is there any particular reason why your revenues, advertising revenues, fell more than the market? This is 27% versus 20% of the market.
Well, to be honest, you know, again, the magazine category, there are weeklies and monthlies. We're only present in one segment. That's number one. And again, we're talking about different categories that we are present. So that's the explanation. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the whole market, and we're in the present in the specific markets, as you know, because we have, you know, the Poradnik Domowy, then we have Cztery Kąty, then we have, you know, Home and Gardening, and then we have some women magazines in the specific segment, like shopping magazines, Avanti and Lago.
Mm. I mean, it looks like when I look at your history, you usually have been outperforming the market, or at least at most been slightly underperforming. I mean, mm-hmm. For me, kind of a first time I can see that you like few solid percentage points below the market, but
I agree with you. We don't like it, but we're still, you know, analyzing in details. We are not happy with it, but we are not afraid yet.
Yeah. All right. That's all my questions. Thank you very much.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Andrzej Kigo-KNG. I have a number of questions, if I may. First, your CapEx. Down 34% in the first half this year versus last year. Last year, we remember there was some optimum high CapEx in outdoor. What should we'll be looking for in terms of full year CapEx for Agora Group 2009?
The only comment which we can say, it will be significantly lower than for the whole 2008 year, but we don't specify the projections and the forecast for the whole year. So that's what we are seeing from the beginning of the year, that the previous year was exceptional.
Right. And assuming there's no acquisitions, no acquisitions are being made, what's like maintenance capex for the group on an annual basis that you really foresee, excluding acquisitions, setup of new companies, and capital investments? What's the maintenance capex for Agora to continue in the current group? Roughly.
You are roughly asking about projections, and it's very difficult to answer because we, as our policy, we don't disclose this information. It's very different for different segments. So.
Right. Okay. And so maybe I will start with another question. What's in terms of your promotion marketing spend? We obviously seen nice decline in promotional and marketing expenses in second quarter. It's almost 40%, in the first half also over 30%. Now, given that there was probably positive change for you guys in terms of ownership of Genic, should we assume a similar decline in promotional marketing expenses in the second half, like in the second quarter? So, for example, 35% is realistic in terms of decline this year?
Well, I mean, the cost of the marketing promotion really depends on two things and what had the huge influence on it. I mean, first of all, the prices of the media, they were much lower than it used to be last year. That's number one. Number two, our activities in marketing are really related to the activities of our competitors. So, of course, if they are not promoting their products or they are not introducing to the market the products, then our marketing costs should be low, because there is no use of spending money for nothing. As mentioned before, the marketing costs are really important, especially for the print media, because that it's related to the readership figures, and all the because in Poland the advertising budgets are allocated based on the readership figures. And of course, marketing and promotion really helps in increasing the readership figures. So that's why it's really related to the activities on our competitors, and depends what's going to be happening on the market. Looking forward, as you can see, we don't see a lot of activities of our competitors. So we are trying to keep as low as possible our marketing expenses.
Right, and it's probably irrational to expect that Info is not as cash-rich as Axel Springer was. And Info is probably going to be less intrusive in terms of, pushing the new title as Axel Springer was like 2 years ago. Would you agree?
Most probably, yes. I don't think that they are willing to spend all the money that they've got on marketing right now.
Right. Okay, and in terms of free distribution of Gazeta, it was 11% in the second quarter. I think that's a trend not only in Poland but also elsewhere, that publishers give newspapers for free more and more. What do you see for second half? Let me put it another way around. What do you think is current optimal level of free distribution for Gazeta?
As we said before, we are more or less trying to be at the level of 10%. And exceptionally, we increased from 10 to 11 because we had this cooperation with McDonald's. And that's why, if we'll exclude the McDonald's cooperation that we had in 2 months, that it will be below even 10%. And I think the healthy level is more or less about at the level no more than 10%. That allows you to promote the newspaper in a proper way and not negatively affect the distribution channels.
All right. And the final one, I know you don't comment on acquisitions, particularly plant acquisitions, but should we expect acquisitions in the internet in the second half 2009? Is there, I'm not asking about the details, of course, but is there a part of strategy to acquire other businesses in internet? How likely it is that you're going to increase your capex to buy some internet ventures, over the next 6 to 12 months?
What I can tell you that we're putting a lot of effort, all our board members, and not only, including myself, to win some valuable assets that will fit our portfolio. That's the only answer I can give it to you.
Okay. Are you like more likely to do these acquisitions following the Trader.com acquisition, or would you be more careful about the valuations of potential deals? What's the stance following the Trader.com experience?
Well, I mean, I don't want to come, discuss the Trader acquisition. I mean, remember that the acquisition that was done with Trader was done in a completely different environment. And right now we are in a recession. And as I mentioned, I believe that's a good time to win some assets. And that's why I even mentioned the example that during the previous recession we managed to win our outdoor business and our magazine business as well. So, of course, we believe that the recession is a time that you can win some valuable assets with, rational and nice price.
Right. Now, I understand that the reason I'm asking is that, there's clearly a change in sentiment towards the media companies, including Agora, but one of the concerns that investors have is partly that they are afraid of potentially seeing you guys doing some, expensive deals, and that was the only reason why I, pick up that issue.
So my comment on this is, we are a public company for almost 10 years, and if you are afraid that we're gonna make an expensive acquisition, and even if you're gonna qualify Trader acquisition as an expensive acquisition, that was only one expensive within almost 10 years. So I think you shouldn't be afraid about anything.
Okay. Thanks, that's fair enough.
Good afternoon. I think I'm on from Erste Bank. Okay, just two questions. One is a follow-up questions about your M&A. There was a news this morning on Bloomberg that you are actually looking into acquiring KP Media in Ukraine. I know from your comments you don't like commenting much, but is there any chance of you enlarging your asset portfolio in Ukraine? And to give us an idea of where your acquisition would be going for, whether you're looking in more internet or print business. My second question would be looking at your classifieds and the development in classifieds. Is it still like very low, or is there any improvement? This is like a question about also GDP of Poland, whether you feel that the employment market is improving, or whether it's still depressed. Thank you.
Now, most probably you read my comment on KP Media already. I mean, first of all, we are not commenting about any of our deals. Mm-hmm. Number two, we are present in Ukraine already. We have a small internet company there, and now we are exploring what are the possibilities there. And number three, that I think that's my comment about the investment in Ukraine, that right now if we don't have a visibility in Poland about the advertising market and the economics in Poland, what you can say about the Ukraine? I mean, you don't see anything. So you should be very careful about, you know, making significant investment in Ukraine right now. That's my advice for all the investors as well, and myself. Mm-hmm. So that's my comment about the KP Media. Number two, about our M&A, as we mentioned before, and we're repeating this constantly, we're looking in widely understood media area, and of course we're looking for something that will fit our portfolio. We're looking in the areas that are fast, it is the fastest growing segments of the advertising market, for example, and something that will fit our portfolio. That's important because what you can see by having a multimedia company and not only one media, it is much easier for us to struggle with the recession that we are facing right now. And if you compare our results with similar companies around the globe, what keeps us on the safe side is because we are a multimedia company. And we have a lot of synergies between radio and internet and newspapers, magazines, and internet, and even outdoor. I mean, we AMS launched the City Info in Warsaw Metro, and all the content is provided from our media from the group. So having different media, different type of media, we can build a lot of synergies, and we are putting a lot of efforts right now that all the departments work together. So the business model is changing right now. Now about the future, about the advertising, the market. I think I already, said what I could say.
I was more about the number of classifieds you're receiving, not about the price of the advertising. But if I may. Follow the previous question. Can I assume that your priority is Poland?
Yes, our priority definitely is Poland. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is all I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Thank you. So I would like to thank you, everybody, to be present during the conference. If you're going to have any further questions, please contact our IR office. They will be happy to answer any additional question that you might have. Thank you very much.